for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2015 Labor Day Deliverance Camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday morning, September the 4th, 2015. Randy Ritchie is a speaker of the service teaching on aliens, scientists, and DNA altering the image of God in man.
Brother Ritchie's going to come now.
Thank you, Lord. Our Lord is a good God. He's mighty in battle. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Give us authority over all the power of the enemy. I bind a strong man over myself and everybody here in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that every demonic portal is closed in the name of Jesus. And the only portal in this place is straight to the third heaven, to the throne of Yahweh, the living God. Thank you, Lord, for opening the windows of heaven and pouring out a blessing on your people here today. We give you the glory. Thank you, Lord, for anointing me, my tongue, and anointing the ears of the hearer in the name of Jesus. Thank you, there will not be one word twisted. In Jesus' name, I do bind the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Father, that you don't intend for your people to be in the dark anything. We're children of the light. So even as we see what goes on, what's happening in our world, why we put it in the perspective of the lens that says Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. He's coming soon. Okay? But we're here to do battle in the meantime. Amen? To make a difference for somebody else's life. Father, we give you the glory for all that you're going to do in Jesus' name. Okay. The title of this is Alien Scientist in DNA. Altering the image of God in man. Scripture here at the beginning is Ecclesiastes 1 and 9. Now listen to this. The thing that has been is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. Nothing. Nothing. Guess what? We started in a garden. We're going to finish in one. Amen? Huh? Praise the Lord. We started in perfection. We'll finish in perfection because of the grace of the living God. In the beginning, Genesis 1:26, God said, "Let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." Do you know you have dominion over creeps? I went back and took a little rest this morning and a fly buzzed me for about 5 minutes. I took the mini over and finally swatted him. Boy, he was pesky for a bit there. Thank you, Lord. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female created he them. Listen, you're created in the image of God. That's a key to what we're going through here today, what we're going to talk about. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." Genesis 6:1, "It came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth." Now, I want to go back here, and I want to just say this. If you go look at the creation story, as God is creating everything, He says it's good. He says it's good. But something happened. And it wasn't good. "It came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God," sister mentioned it last night, "Bani Elohim, the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose." And look, God said, "And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for he is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Many people have debated whether the sons of God refers to the angels or men. The Hebrew word for sons of God is Bani Elohim. which would mean that they are heavenly beings, giving credence to them being fallen angels. And we see that the children of these sons of God and daughters of men were mighty men of renown. They were also giants. Something in their genetics made them supersized people, and I present to you it was their fallen angel, angelic parentage. A very simple observation is that when you breed a horse and a donkey, you get a mule. It's no longer a donkey, and it's no longer a horse. Humans on humans create humans. So that we're talking the Bible here. Nothing new under the sun. Remember, whatever was will be again. So if you're going to look, whatever happened back before is going to be happening again. I'll present to you it already is. I'll show you that. But when humans breed with humans, it doesn't matter if you've got a bad girl and a good boy or a good boy and a bad girl, they create human beings, not mixtures. David and Goliath. Everybody's heard of David and Goliath. Bible is self-confirming, and one passage of Scripture can always be confirmed by another. Here is the term sons of God next used in the book of Job. Job 2:1 states, again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. The Hebrew term here once again is B'nai HaElohim. And as we know, these sons of God here are clearly angelic beings. Humans don't go before the counsel of the Lord. Unless you die. But you're not coming back. Praise God, if you're there, you're on His side. Thank you, Lord. Satan is amongst them. Satan is a fallen cherub, by the way. Heavenly being. I believe that it is evident what the Hebrew term means. The implication here, is fallen angels married human women and produced children with them. This act was so abhorrent to the Lord that He punished them. First with a flood, and then with imprisonment. There was something new that happened on the earth. You got to remember, and Jesus said that when He returns, it would be just like in the days of Noah. So what I'm talking about is the days of Noah. So when you go back to Genesis 6 and you say, what was going on in the days of Noah? This was what was going on in the days of Noah. Here's a few different translations. The divine beings saw how beautiful these human women were, so they married the ones they chose. Some of the daughters were so beautiful that supernatural beings came down and married the ones they wanted. Another one says, when the human race had spread all over the world, daughters were being born. Some of the heavenly beings saw these young women were beautiful, so they took the ones they liked. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and also afterwards. Key word here, also afterwards. Okay? When the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. These were mighty men who were of old, men of renown. Another translation said the fallen ones were in the earth of those days, and even afterwards, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men and they were born to them, they are the heroes who are from old, the men of name. When that happened, then it says God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth. And every imagination of the thoughts of heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that He had made man on the earth, and it grieved Him at heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man who I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. And now listen to this. When my wife's here, she tells me what I keep up. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with the Lord. Noah was chosen to carry on and restart humanity after the flood because he was a believer in God. But listen, additionally, he was perfect in his generations, which seems to imply that his genetic bloodline and ancestry was 100% human. Noah had not been part of the Nephilim hybridization that was plaguing humanity. Now listen, the Hebrew word for perfect in that verse is tam mayim, which means complete and whole. With reference to health and physical condition, it is the same word used to describe the condition of animal sacrifices to the Lord. How many know there's only been one perfect man? His name is Jesus. So Noah was not perfect, but he was unblemished. He was untainted. Whosoever offers a sacrifice of peace offerings to the Lord to accomplish his vow or freewill offering in beeves or sheep, it shall be perfect. Tamayim, the same word to describe Noah. To be accepted, there shall be no blemish on it. So in other words, you've got a perfect genetic specimen. I told you, he said it happened again afterwards. You know that when Israel went into the promised land, it was flat loaded with giants. Loaded with them. Deuteronomy 2:20. There was also accounted a land of giants. Giants dwelled therein in old time, and Ammonites called them Zamzumans. Number 13:33. And there we saw giants, the son of Anak, which come of the giants. We were on our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Deuteronomy 3:13. And the rest of Gilead and all Bashan, being the kingdom of Og, gave I unto the half tribe of Manasseh all the region of Argob, with all Bashan, which is called the land of the giants. For the sake of time, I'm going to move on. You got Joshua 7:15. You got Deuteronomy 2:11. You got Joshua 15:18. You got Joshua 18:16. Joshua 13:12. You got 2 Samuel 21:19. You got 2 Samuel 21:20. Amos 2:9. Listen to this. Amos 2:9. Yet it was I who destroyed the Amorite before them, whose height was like the height of the cedars, who was as strong as the oaks. Now the cedars in the Middle East are huge trees. We got little scrawny cedars here. But you're talking big, 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 big trees. They're not like what we have. I want to show you a picture for perspective. There we go. Is that better? See the cedars? So the scripture says that those beings were the size of the cedars. That's a big tree. Now, time along with exploitation of the cedar's wood has led to a decrease in the number of cedar trees in Lebanon. However, Lebanon is still known for its cedars, as they are the emblem of the country and the symbol of the Lebanese flag. Nevertheless, the trees survive in the mountainous areas where they are dominant tree species. I did go online and look at Israel. Their cedars are the same size where they happen. Okay? This is the case of the slopes of Mount McCamel, the tower over the Kadesha Valley, where the cedars of God are found at an altitude of more than 2,000 feet. Four trees have reached a height of 115 feet, and their trunks are 39 to 46 foot around. That's a big tree. So how about that? So if you want to put it in perspective, if you look at the far left, you'll see an average man. The next guy is Goliath. He was a little giant. The next guy is Og of Bashan. The Bible says he puts it in cubits, but it adds up to about 18 foot long and 9 foot wide was his bed. That's a big man. So now if we're looking at the size of cedars, you've got 24 to 36 foot. No wonder they felt like grasshoppers. Huh? God moved them. Thank you, Lord. In the extra canonical books of Enoch and of Jasher, both quoted in the Word of God, the fallen angel transgression is detailed along with other sins involving animals. And you can't say it's canon, which means the holy Word of God. But there's some details. There's some details that you can find, historical details. The giant thing is, there's a man named Josephus, is a Jewish historian. He speaks up. Listen, these bones are all over the world. All over the world. Not just over in Israel. They're all over the world. Things happen. They also mixed animals. Josephus, a Jewish historian, confirms the giants. Let's take a look at some of that. I get ahead of myself. It's some of the architectural evidence throughout the earth for giants and mixtures. How's that? I'm going to skip on to the pictures for the sake of this. But I want to show you what... Listen, church. All this stuff is evidence in the earth. It's all here. I'm going to show you things that can't be built today. I'm going to show you, and the whole world's finding them. There's shows out there now on TV, things called ancient aliens. Okay? And you watch the show, they're clearly looking at the evidence at hand, and they're subscribing an answer for it. Okay? Their answer for it is aliens that seeded the earth. That's not true. Okay? Their answer for it is that the aliens came here, built all this stuff, seeded man, or made man. That's not true. God made man. Okay? Things that are called UFOs are no more, no less than fallen angels. Okay? No more, they're demons. But see these skulls? You're Egyptian royalty, and if you look at, they call them the divine. Okay? They were called divine. They actually believed that the Egyptian pharaohs were divine. Well, they were mixtures in the early days. They were mixtures. They were mixed with fallen angels. They're finding these skulls all over the earth like this, too. Aztecs, Incas. And, you know, they have a practice where they can bind the head, you know, and stretch it. But the volume of these is beyond binding. You know, if you bound something and stretch it, you don't get a different volume. Okay? You don't get a different volume. So, there's some of the skulls. Peru. Russia. You know, the enemy's equal opportunity destroyer. All over the earth. There's another one in Russia. Now look at this. Egypt. That's not somebody's imagination. It's not an imagination. They said, well, we're going to put a jackal head on a human. Okay? But every one of the nations has things like that. So you have, that's the god Horus is who that, actually that's Anubis, the one with the jackal head. The falcon head is the god Horus. Okay, there's the Assyrians, the Hindus, elephant men, goat man. That goat man up there on top, there is the god Bacchus. It's also called Pan. Anybody like Peter Pan? Peanut butter? Same. Nothing new under the sun. It just gets rewrapped. But I'm telling you, this god is a god of wine, revelry, song, orgy. He's a mess. How about the Aztecs and the Mayans? Snake men, owl men. Here's on the Grand Canyon. Do you see that? Look at the size of the guy with a shield. It looks like a shield. All right. Look at the bug men. Look at the cat man on the left hand side. Utah and Colorado. Now look. See that hole? And that thing that looks like a shield, it's actually representative of a portal. You heard me pray to close portals? Let me tell you something. The devil's a counterfeit of God. We prayed this morning when he asked the Lord to anoint the oil we used. I was looking at that one day and going, Lord, you know, the enemy's a counterfeiter and they use stuff. They'll use oil. Okay? But he's a counterfeiter. When we pray, when we use oil, we're asking God to open a window of heaven and bring heaven down and solve a situation. Right? There's a sickness. Hey, there's no sickness in heaven, right? Huh? So when heaven meets earth, third heaven, that's important too, third heaven, then life comes. But the enemy's people pray to open portals all over the earth. And so all these places that they call holy places all over the earth, the things and the Aztecs and the Incas and those pyramids and different places all over the earth, they've been praying to open portals today. Okay? Happening all over the earth. So these things, there's another dimension. You know, there's a spirit realm. Praise the Lord, there was a symbol that the Lord, when Jesus was crucified, he ripped the veil in two and said, we can now approach the throne of grace. So we really have the ability through our prayer and relationship with the Lord to go to the third heaven, to the throne of God, boldly approaching his throne because the veil was rent in two. But there's another veil that you can't see into the spirit realm, that's in the spirit realm, and under normal circumstances you can't see. And that's what that wormhole represents, what comes through them. Let's look at these stones. These three stones used in the temple base measure 290 feet long and 160 feet wide and weigh an astonishing 750 to 800 tons each. Nearby in a quarry sits an unused stone that weighs 1,200 tons. That's the weight of three passenger airplanes. Listen, they didn't do that with donkeys. Can't move them. How did these ancient masons, maybe Romans, but speculated to be much older than that, cut, transport, lift these massive stones on top of other stones weighing 350 tons each? They found some in Russia, now they're twice as big. Twice as big. We don't have a crane that can lift it. So I'm telling you that a lot of this stuff was built before the flood, you see, and it was using fallen angel technology. The fallen angels were here, they were being worshipped. When you see that the Lord says in the Ten Commandments, you shall have no other gods before me. Well, the actual term is you shall have no other mighty ones before me. Because there were beings on the earth that had supernatural abilities way beyond a man, and they were being worshipped as God. As God. We can't do this. That's why I said earlier, our people, you know, as Christians, we got to have an answer. You know what happens when our children, they go to school, and they go off to college, and they start seeing stuff like this, and other professors say, "You're crazy. There's all this." Well, we do have an answer. It's tied to the Bible. It tells you what it is, and the obvious answer is it was the fallen angels that were here. They were here. Genesis 6 says so. Here's the Nazca lines. Look at that. Real story behind the Nazca lines in Peru isn't the big shapes of monkeys and hummingbirds to get the tourists excited. True, their purpose can't be explained readily, but we know how those were made. You figure out a shape and dig until you get to the different colored rock. What's really interesting is the straight lines crisscrossing the plains. They stretch for up to 15 miles in some cases, but remain perfectly straight the entire way across. The only way you can know the shapes is from the air. They didn't have air supposedly, right? But they did. I don't have it on here. One day I'm going to put it on here. But I have a thing that I took off my phone. And it's a hieroglyphic that's 4,500 years old. And you can clearly see helicopters and airplanes, submarines and yachts. Nothing new under the sun. Remember, whatever it will be. I'm telling you right now, their technology was greater before the flood than what we have right now. Here's in Peru. It's a massive fortress. Displays the knowledge of stonework that modern man is simply unable to duplicate. These walls of stone are cut and stacked in ways that boggle the mind, fitting together so precisely that even today the seams are so tight that a piece of paper or a razor blade can't fit between them. All stacked without any mortar, held in place through sheer engineering, they can weigh up to 360 tons, yet were carried from over 22 miles away using nobody knows. We don't know what carried these stones that far, but we do know what could lift them up in the air and on top of other massive stones. And we don't know what could lift them. We don't know how they were cut in irregular puzzle shapes and then stacked together in such perfect position. This is impossible for us to do that. Now look, the top stones, very top, that's what we can do today. Huh? And maybe we're add-ons. All the bottom stones are the originals. Pyramid. Pyramid indeed. We don't know why they were built. Not sure really what all the chambers in them do. Or if we've even found them all. Aren't sure what's beneath them. There are theories that say enormous spaces carved beside the pyramids are continually being covered by sand. We have no idea how the enormous blocks were put in place, especially without mortar. The blocks themselves were cut, carved, moved, and lifted miles away from the site. And this whole problem of weight and building comes into play again. You know, they're in the desert. Have you ever walked in the desert or walked on sand on the beach? How are you going to drag them? I don't care how many men or horses or whatever you have. And you're going to put some logs down and try to roll over that sand? There's no way. Ain't going to happen. It doesn't even explain what the interiors were for. Why are they lined with the stars in Orion's belt? How could they know? Orion is a constellation. How could they know? How the interiors were lit to paint the thousands of hieroglyphics on the walls deep in the pyramids. Torches would have produced soot on the roofs and walls, and there's no soot in them. And if you tried to reflect it with mirrors, it would have dissipated after only a few feet. So how'd they light that thing up? Pretty wild. Many structures built in ancient times have exact alignment to specific stars. How was that accomplished? Great pyramids composed of over 2.5 billion blocks of limestone, which weighed 2 to 70 tons each. Its base covers over 13 acres, and its volume is around 90 million cubic feet. That's a huge... We can't do it today. We've got to have answers. The world demands answers. We have the answers. This is Kumapunka. Megalithic, I can say that. A megalithic structure atop a 13,000-foot plateau in Bolivia with massive blocks fitting together like Legos. Again, without mortar, the age is estimated conservatively about 2,000 years old. But many people believe they're much older, with some guesses as early as 14,000 years old. Heaviest of these stones is 450 tons, which makes this even more amazing, is that many of these blocks were cut from diorite, an insanely hard rock that was used in ancient time to cut other rocks. The grooves in the diorite are machine-made, some as small as a centimeter deep with only 1 millimeter variation. All these blocks were cut like this. Even today's engineers are daunted by the task, and then they've recorded a 13,000-foot mountain. Well, that's there, too. That symbol there is the Nazis just adopted it. It's an occultic symbol, and you'll find it in the Hindu societies. You'll find it in Native American societies. All right, look at this. I hope you can see that. But there's a... Let's see if I can use that. See that flying craft right there? And these people are giants. The human beings right there. See that? That's a human sitting down, and this creature's standing beside it. Well, how about this one? What's that look like? That's 3,500 to 4,000 years old. It looks like a spacesuit to me. So, our deep sea dive, yeah, that's an Aztec. Here's some more beings. You can't deny this stuff. These are some kind of creatures that were here. Now, let me tell you something. You got fallen angels mixed with humans and make giants, and they make offspring that are giants, and they have technology. Maybe their kids need some mode of travel. Maybe they did. That the humans didn't. The angels don't. But their kids would have. We're dealing with some of that mess today. In the UFOs all over the world. Look at this flying machine. See the steering wheel? See the landing wheels? All right, so you're going, okay, what is that? How does that apply today? Well, I'm going to tell you. I spoke it earlier, but I'm going to say it again. Matthew 24:7. For as the days, as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Luke 17:26. A repeat. You know, the Lord's good to tell you two or three times. That's actually His rule. If you can't find it two times or more in the Bible, you can't make anything out of it. Because He establishes things by two or three witnesses. Luke 17:26. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day when Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. So we go back and look at what happened in the days of Noah. Well, I just gave you a brief rundown of that. Aliens. What about aliens and UFOs? How many, anybody here ever seen a UFO? Okay, two, three. Okay. There's millions of sightings. Millions. Well, at one time you could say, oh, Uncle Joe was crazy. Okay? It's going to be on that. The world about us today is proclaiming we're being visited from outer space. Many are believing the story that humans were created by these visitors. Ancient cultural history and architectural evidence overwhelmingly points to being spirits of man and intelligence and technology have been here. I present to you that these beings were worshipped and still are worshipped in the form of many false gods throughout the world. We have looked at some of the amazing architecture and carvings found throughout our planet. Have you ever heard the saying, where there is smoke, there's fire? Yeah. Well, church, there's a lot of smoke. A lot of smoke. Get online, do a YouTube search on UFOs. Some of them are military vehicles. They've got stuff way beyond what they let on. But there are many out there that believe that they got the technology from these guys.
There are many encounters with these alien beings, and every time that they have those encounters, somebody gets kidnapped. They do reproductive harvesting. Okay? They take the eggs of the females, they take the sperm of the males. They have a purpose. Now, you're born again, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Huh? I mean, they're subject to the name of Jesus. Everything is. There should be no fear. But I'm telling you right now, there are people, they get picked up. Many respectful ministers of God are coming forth with testimony of encounters with these craft. The world is being, listen to me, the world is being set up to believe that these beings who are no more or less than fallen angels are going to save mankind. I believe they're going to claim to be the answer. Listen, how many know everything is falling apart? Huh? I mean, so we got the New World Order here, and we got all of this mess, and it's like a freight train about to be ready. Okay? And you got ISIS and what's going on there. You got this deal with Iran. You've got an obvious setup that could be a nuclear war coming, all that. Man is about to just be shattered. I mean, it's a mess. These guys may very well be the ones to stop nuclear war. Okay? But they're going to come claim to be our creators. Or they may even say they were sent by God as a higher creation to rescue us from our own calamities. We've got plenty of calamities. Now remember, they're deceivers. Look at 2 Thessalonians 2:7, 2:8. The mystery of iniquity does already work, only he who now let us will let it until he be taken out of the way. Then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause, listen, for this cause God shall send a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Matthew 24:24. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. I believe that this delusion is going to be these guys. They're going to come, and listen, they're not going to come looking like green men. They're not going to come manifested with a big bald head and all that. They're not. They're going to look like men. They're going to look like glorious men. They're going to look like the Antichrist, and I'll show you in a bit what I believe. But I believe that he's a mixture. Okay? The enemy counterfeits God. Right? Huh? So as God, Jesus, came and he was God's son out of a woman, the devil's going to do the same thing. Okay? And we see it happen before. So this guy's going to show up. And he's not going to look like the booger man. He's going to look like the answer man. Antichrist and the false prophet. Consider this about these two characters. Listen, every human being will go through judgment. Either the judgment seat of Christ for believers, called the Bema Seat, or the final great white throne judgment. All of us are going to judgment. It's appointed man wants to die, and after that, the judgment. According to Hebrews 9:27. 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Hallelujah. So I'm going to the judgment seat of Christ. Huh? That's a glorious day. That everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. Let us do more good, Lord. Revelation 20:11, and I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of these things which were written in the books according to their works. Great white throne judgment will be for the wicked that are resurrected at the end, because every man has to go through judgment, because God is a fair judge. So you have to have your day in court. Okay? But there are people in the millennium that couldn't go to the judgment seat of Christ that don't rebel. They belong to the Lord. for them to go into heaven, they got to go through the judgment seat. If they're his, they're 93,000 in the book. So they get to go on forth. Although man can go to the lake of fire, it was not made for man. Okay? I won't go ahead. Actually, I look at this. The Antichrist and the false prophet, which I believe is the seed of the serpent, do not go to judgment. They don't go to judgment. They're not human. Okay? They go straight to the lake of fire without judgment. Ah, hallelujah. They're not human. I believe the Antichrist will be the seed of the serpent. He's going to be a mixture. The false prophet could be either another mixture or it could very well be a fallen angel. The beast was taken, and within the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and then that worshipped his image. These were both cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. Can't happen soon enough. Although man can go there, the lake of fire was not made for man. Matthew 25:41 says, then shall he also say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. All right, so what's science up to? Remember at the very beginning in this teaching is alien scientists and DNA, but with a subtitle it says altering the image of God in man. So you got transhumanism. Is an international culture and intellectual movement with an eventual goal of fundamentally transforming the human condition by developing and making widely available technologies to greatly enhance human intellectual, physical, and psychological capabilities. Transhumanist thinkers study the potential benefit and dangers of emerging technologies that could overcome fundamental human limitations, as well as the ethics of developing and using such technologies. They predict that human beings may eventually be able to transform themselves into beings with such greatly expanded abilities as to merit the label post-human. Anybody know what evolution is? It's a lie. It's a big lie. But the reason that it's been maintained, even though it can't be maintained, it can't even, if the scientists, they can't prove it. It has so many holes and it's ridiculous. But yet it's maintained and it's preached and it's accepted. And the whole thing is, it's because if you make man an animal, it's no big deal to change man. To alter the image of God. Okay? A common feature of transhumanism and philosophical posthumanism is the future vision of a new intelligent species in which humanity will evolve, which will supplement humanity or supersede it. Transhumanist thinkers predict human beings may eventually be able to transform themselves into beings with such greatly expanded ability as they are. Thank you, Father. I want to tell you something. DNA manipulation. Okay? There are many reasons given for DNA manipulation. Many seem reasonable to the average human. Would it be good to see cancer go? What if it took mixing you with an animal? See, the enemy comes as an angel of light. Humans want to extend their lives. People want to live forever. How many know God's mercy kicked us out of the garden? Okay? People want to live disease-free. They would like to eliminate deformities in children. All these things seem right to man. How about a vision like a hawk? How about a human able to run like a cheetah? What about being able to hear like a deer? What about a super soldier able to defeat the enemies of any given nation? Much of the research of transhumanism is being done by the military. We have a program called DARPA. Look at the following description of the program. Excellent. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency has a $2 billion yearly budget for research into creating a super soldier, as well as developing a synthetic police force. Working with the human genome, DARPA hopes to manipulate certain gene expressions. In experimentation, DARPA and the military industrial pharmaceutical complex are using natural abilities that are enhanced through genetic engineering. Some of the medical feats DARPA would like to enhance are the ability of military soldiers to regrow limbs destroyed in battle. By eliminating empathy, the Department of Defense hopes to enhance the soldier's ability to kill without care or remorse. He would show no fear, can fight battle after battle without fatigue, and generally behave more like a machine than a man. There's a website there. Scientists are researching the construction of soldiers that feel no pain, terror, and do not suffer from fatigue. As tests on the wiring of the human brain are furthered by Jonathan Marino, he's working on the DOD of understanding neuroscience. Now here's the deal. British are working on animal-human hybrids. Now listen, this is probably a three-year-old teaching. This thing's way, way, way beyond what I'm talking about. I had a friend when I first began to learn this stuff, and he was a DNA scientist. And he is one. But he does, like, cattle on cattle, things like that. He's Christian. Back 30 years ago, he was one of the top scientists in the nation in that field. And they started asking him to mix humans and cows 30 years ago. And he wouldn't do it. So, thank you, Lord. Britain's first human-animal hybrid embryos have been created, forming a crucial step, scientists believe, towards a supply of stem cells that can be used to investigate the debilitating and so far untreatable conditions such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and motor neuron disease. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to skip through here for the sake of time, but I'm going to tell you what some of these scientists are saying. About immortal minds are a matter of time. Another guy says immortality by 2045. Another one says extending ourselves beyond our brains. Another one says inner science for merging our cybernetic and subtle bodies. Cybernetic meaning mechanical stuff. We are evolving into a meta-intelligence group minds. Here's another guy's comment. At a Global Future 245 conference in New York City on June 15th, in 2013, MC Philip Van Netterbelde said, "It used to be that the only sure thing were death and taxes. Soon it'll just be taxes. And if we get to live and prosper forever, perhaps even taxes will one way a day go the way of the dodo this way." How about this guy? The conferees were quite explicit. Watson, hardly known for his shyness or tact, proclaimed to the audience of nearly 1,000, "If we could better make human beings by knowing how to add genes, why shouldn't we? As for better human beings," he has in mind, he told a British filmmaker in 2003, he considers 10% of the children stupid. "And would like to see them genetically modified. If you're really stupid, I would call that a disease." And he went on to argue for using genetic techniques to prevent the births of ugly girls. People say it would be terrible if we made all girls pretty. I think it would be great. How about that? Let me tell you something, church. There's no such thing as science fiction. Everything they've been showing in the movies all these years are true. They've been showing you what's going on, show you what's coming. Okay? We're being spiritually prepared. You see the Avengers? You got an Ant-Man, a Wasp Man. Every one of these guys are mixtures. Okay? Every one of them is a mixture. Except for Thor. And Thor's a god. A fallen angel. Okay? False god. But fallen angel. They're preparing the children. They're preparing your heart. Let me tell you something. Here's the word. Labeled Earth's Mightiest Heroes, the Avengers are originally consisted of Iron Man, Ant-Man, the Wasp, Thor, and Hulk. The original Captain America was discovered trapped in ice and joined the group after being revived. A rotating roster became a hallmark, although no one theme remained consistent. They fight the foes no single superhero can withstand. Let me tell you something. Ever heard of the Mark of the Beast? It's what it's preparing you for. Tattoos. Tattoos are pagan. Every society. When I was a little boy, the only guys that had tattoos were sailors that came out of the Pacific. And maybe some ruffled, you know, Hell's Angels or something like that, you know? But nobody else. But they went over and they got all those Buddhist spirits, for one, when they came back. But it has gone crazy. You know, it brings in slavery and bondage and whatever you put on you, you get. So if you've got a Grim Reaper, you get one. But if you put a cross or you put scripture, then you're going to get an Antichrist spirit because God forbids it. You're going to get the opposite of something you put on there that's good. Right? But I'm going to present to you, I remember altering the image of God in man. See, that whole first set, when the fallen angels did what they did the first round in the flood, was to stop the Messiah from coming. Okay? It's to stop Jesus from coming. Because it takes Adam to redeem Adam. And so if you can genetically alter everything, you stop the Redeemer from coming. Didn't work. Thank you, Lord. The second round, he said, well, the enemy knew that the Redeemer would come out of Israel. So he stacks up all those giants in the land of Israel to stop the Redeemer from coming. What if Goliath would have killed David? It wasn't God's plan, was it? Amen? Alright? So now, you got the tattoos to prepare people for the mark of the beast. You know what happens when you change your DNA? You're not human. You're unredeemable. You're unredeemable. Because you've got to be Adam to be redeemable. So they're preparing. Now listen, I don't believe for 1 minute they're going to drive people off and put a mark on you. You're going to make the choice if it comes to that. Okay? You would make a choice. And by the grace of God, we'll all make the right choice. Okay? But they're preparing. If you've already got marks all over your body and you're already cut and you've already done all those things, no condemnation to anybody. It could be somebody else going to be hearing this or somebody live streaming. No condemnation. I always tell people, look, when I was out in the world, if I'd have done tattoos, I'd be covered head to foot. Wasn't what I did. They're an outward reflection of an inward problem. Okay? Many of us are tattooed on the inside. Okay? But now listen to me. It's preparing people. You're already marked. What's the difference if you take another? There's hidden symbolism in Freemasonry that's tied to this. Okay? You need to know that demons are empowered by images, statues, and symbols. So on the left is your DNA strand. On your right, which is the normal strand of DNA, is 2. Okay? But on the very right is the Masonic, one of their rituals. And you see 3 people there? Well, guess what? If you take 2 strands of a human and you mix it with an angel, you get a 3-strand demon. And much of Freemasonry, listen, Freemasonry goes back. Here it is again. Okay. Freemasonry goes back to Baal worship. It's been repackaged, which goes back to Babylon, which then goes back to what happened before the flood. The Babylon, the whole attempt at Babylon was an attempt to bring back the beings that were here before, another set of watchers that were here before the flood. All right. A resource for understanding has to be the Bible. Number 1. Everything has to tether to the Bible. Okay? So none of the rest of it could even be spoken if it didn't have a tether in the Bible. Okay? I use these guys as resource for this. I'm just touching the surface. So you know, this isn't a comprehensive teaching. This is a teaching in which, if anything else, I want you to look and open your eyes and say, Lord, I want to know the truth, and I want to be able to warn people, and I want to see things as they're coming, and I don't want to be deceived. Because even the elect could be fooled if possible. Amen? Okay. These guys go into great depth. I'm going to tell you something. You take any of these subjects here and go into the depth, you can't. You can't even begin. You can't. So there's no sense in our... You know what happens when an ostrich puts its head in the sand? Its tail's up to get kicked. We got to be real. So what's the point? What is the point? Why should we know? And what should we know? The enemy, from the point of the following prophetic word from Yahweh God, is attempting to argue. I've already said this. He's been altering the image. Listen, it's about altering the image of God in man. The whole thing. You know, sexual sin is about altering, especially if you're a Christian. Because marriage is a picture of Jesus in the church. Okay? And so every time he gets Christians to go into sexual sin, he's altered the image of God. Now, God punished those angels that came down before. There are some places that say they might have got out around 1900. And it's kind of interesting because technology exploded on the earth for anything. But the book of Enoch says they will be punished for 70 generations. Second Peter said, but if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing the flood upon the world. Jude 1:6 says, angels which kept not their first estate. Okay, this is just more evidence. There's New Testament evidence for what happened. But left their own habitation, has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness, under judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. So he likened what these angels that are kept in chains did to what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. Nimrod. Bible says Nimrod was a mighty hunter. In the actual Hebrew word, it says he became a gabor, which means a gabor is a giant. But it looks like there was a DNA transformation in Nimrod. And out of Nimrod Nimrod was of the line of Ham. And God cursed Cain. And in the land of Canaan were all the giants. Something went on there. So maybe they didn't sleep with the women again, but they altered them genetically. Created a line through Nimrod. All the giants that were in Canaan land came through Nimrod's seed. Okay? Enemy thought he had it done at the cross. He said he wouldn't even crucify the Prince of Glory. They didn't know. It didn't work. All right. We're children of the light and the children of the day. We're not of the night, we're not of darkness. Ephesians 5:8 says, for you were sometimes darkness, but now you're light, and the Lord walked as children of the light. 1 Corinthians 4:5 says, therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who both will bring light to the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the heart, and then shall every man have the praise of God. So there was a time, 20, 30 years ago, this wouldn't have been a time for this to know. But we're here now. Amos 3:7 says, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he reveals his secret to his servants and prophets. All right. I'm going to take you through some deliverance. And the Lord showed me to tie this to Freemasonry. Okay? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. All who will. Okay. Everybody who will, pray with me. Here. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father God, Creator of heaven and earth, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. I come as a sinner seeking forgiveness and cleansing from all sins committed against you and others make your image. I honor my earthly father and mother, all my ancestors of flesh and blood, and of the spirit by adoption, and by godparents, but I utterly turn away from and renounce all their sins. I forgive my ancestors for the effects of their sins on me and my children. I confess and renounce all of my own sins. I renounce and rebuke Satan and every spiritual power of his affecting me and my family. So I renounce and forsake all involvement in Freemasonry, any lodge or craft by my ancestors and myself. I renounce witchcraft, principal spirit behind Freemasonry. I renounce Baphomet, spirit of Antichrist, curse of Luciferian doctrine. I renounce the idolatry, the blasphemy, the secrecy, the deception of Masonry at every level. I specifically renounce the insecurity, love of position and power, love of money, avarice, greed, and the pride which would have led my ancestors into Freemasonry. I renounce all the fears which held them in Masonry.
especially fears of death, fears of men, fears of trusting in the name of Jesus. Now take a deep breath, all who will. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft, come out in the name of Jesus. Get out in Jesus' name. Baphomet, come out in the name of Jesus. Spirit of Antichrist, come out in the name of Jesus. Idolatry, blasphemy, secrecy, deception, get out. All of you, come out of them in the name of Jesus. Come out of God's people now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Insecurity, go. Love of position, love of power, love of money, avarice, greed. Get out, get out, get out, get out. In Jesus' name, fear of death, fear of men, fear of trusting in Jesus, fear of the dark. Loose them in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Fear of being delivered, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Fear of demons, I break your power in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Say, I renounce every position held in the lodge by any of my ancestors, including Tyler, Master, Worshipful Master, or any other. I renounce the calling of any man master. Jesus Christ is my only Master and Lord. I renounce the trapping of others into masonry and observing the helplessness of others during the rituals. I renounce the effects of masonry passed on to me through any female ancestor who felt distrusted and rejected by her husband as he entered and attended any lodge, and refuse to tell her of secret activities. Go ahead and take a breath. Power, come out. Master, come out. Worshipful Master, come out of them in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Entrapment, come out now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Rejection, go. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Distrust, go. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I'm just going to go and continue to call out now. In the name of Jesus, come out. In the name of Jesus. Now go ahead and read. Say this. I renounce the oath taken and the curses involved in the first or entered apprentice degree, especially effects on the throat and the tongue. I renounce the hoodwink, the blindfold, and its effect on the emotions and eyes. Clearing off confusion, fear of the dark, fear of the light, fear of sudden noises. I renounce the secret word Boaz, all that it means. I renounce the mixing and mingling of truth and error and the blasphemy of this degree. I renounce the noose around the net, fear of choking, every spirit that causes asthma, hay fever, emphysema, any other breathing difficulty. I renounce the compass point, sword or spear, held against the breast, and the fear of death by stabbing, and the fear of heart attack, in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Come on out of them in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of the throat and the tongue, come out now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Loose them in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Hoodwink, come off in the name of Jesus. Blindfold, come off in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Confusion, go. Babylon, go. Mystery, Babylon, go. Fear of the dark, fear of the light, fear of sudden noises. I break your power. Get out, get out, get out, get out. I take that noose off their necks, the cable tie. I break your power. Cable toe, go, 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 go. Get out in the name of Jesus. Fear of choking, go, go, go. Asthma, get out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hay fever, emphysema, get out of God's people. In the name of Jesus. Compass sword, I pull the points out of their chest. In the name of Jesus, pull the points out of their chest now. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Fear of death by stabbing pain. Fear of a heart attack. I break through my heart attack spirits. Come out of them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I now pray for the healing of my throat, my vocal cord, my nasal passage, my throat.
bronchial tube. For the healing in the speech area. And the release of the Word of God. To be in my family. Through me. And my family. Now in the name of Jesus, every spirit of infirmity in these areas, you have to leave. Now deep breath. Come on out of them. In the name of Jesus. Stretch in the throat, vocal cords, nasal passages, sinus areas, bronchial tubes, go, lust of flesh, lust of eyes, pride of life, come out of the sinuses in the name of Jesus. Come on out. In the name of Jesus, go. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Heal them, Lord. Thank you for healing, Lord. Thank you for healing them, Lord. New lives in the name of Jesus. New throats, everything. Make them all new, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say, I renounce. The oath taken. And the curses involved. In the second. Our fellow craft degree of masonry. Curses on the heart and chest. I renounce the secret words, Joachim and Shibboleth. And all that these mean. Cut off emotional hardness. Apathy. Indifference. Unbelief. And deep anger. In the name of Jesus. I pray for the healing. For my chest. Lung. Heart area. Healing of my emotions. I ask that I may be sensitive to the Holy Spirit of God. And a deep breath. Come on out of them in the name of Jesus. That is secret word. Joachim, your left. Go. In the name of Jesus. Infirmities in the heart and the chest. Come out in the name of Jesus. Go. Emotional hardness, apathy, indifference, unbelief, deep anger. Get out. In the name of Jesus, go. Loose them in the name of Jesus. Go. Every spirit of infirmity in the chest, in the lungs, in the heart, in the name of Jesus. Get out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Go. In Jesus' name, go. All infirmity, go. Loose them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for healing them. Healing their heart. Healing their lungs. Healing them, Lord. Healing their chest. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Healing the solar plexus. In the name of Jesus. Healing the diaphragm. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Shall I renounce the oath taken? And the curses involved? In the third? Our Master Mason degree. Especially the curses? On the stomach and the womb area. I renounce the secret words. Mahavon, Machaben, Machbinam, and Tubal Cain, and all that they mean. I renounce the spirit of death from the blows to the head, and acted as ritual murder, fear of death, false martyrdom, fear of violent gang attack, assault or rape, and all helplessness. I renounce the falling into the coffin or stretcher. The ritual of murder. And I renounce the false resurrection of this degree. Take a deep breath. Come on out of them now in the name of Jesus. Go. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in Jesus' name. Every secret word in the name of Jesus. Go. Death flows to the head, trauma to the head in the name of Jesus, spiritual trauma. I break the power, spiritual knife wounds in all these areas. In the name of Jesus, I close those wounds in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, spirit of death go, ritual murder go. In the name of Jesus, go, headache go. In the name of Jesus, spirit of attack, spirit of rage, spirit of assault, helplessness go. In the name of Jesus, mocking spirit go. It came from that false resurrection. Mocker. Get out, mocker. In the name of Jesus, go. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Shall I also renounce the blasphemous kissing of the Bible on a witchcraft oath. Cut off all the spirits of death, witchcraft, and deception. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the healing of my stomach, gallbladder, womb, liver, any other organs of my body. by masonry.
Ask for release
of compassion
and understanding
for me and my family.
I call out death in the name of Jesus.
Death, witchcraft, deception.
Get out in the name of Jesus.
Death, witchcraft, deception.
I break that threefold cord in Jesus' name. Come out.
Come out of the stomach. Come out of the gallbladder. Come out of the womb. Come out of the liver.
All the infirmities, come out now in the name of Jesus.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Go, 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 go.
In Jesus' name. All sorcery from ritual, I break your power in the name of Jesus.
You've got to go.
Ritual sorcery, I break your power.
Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out.
In Jesus' name. Come out of the gallbladder
in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord,
I'm dead.
I forgive everybody.
I release judgment.
Any unholy judgment
I've had against anybody.
From the time I was a baby
until now.
Even that in the subconscious.
I break your power.
I forgive them all.
I'm charging nobody.
I release them to Jesus.
I command the unholy judgment
to leave me.
And Gaul,
and a spirit called Gaul,
come out of me
now,
in Jesus' name.
Come out of them in the name of Jesus.
Go, 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 go.
In the name of Jesus,
come out now in the name of Jesus.
Come out, Gaul,
in the name of Jesus.
Come out, Gaul,
come out in the gallbladders now in the name of Jesus.
Bitterness, bitter root, I break your power.
In Jesus' name,
in Jesus' name.
Go, 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 go.
Unholy judgment,
get out.
Now, in the name of Jesus,
go, 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 go.
Say, I renounce
the all-seeing third eye,
the eye of Horus,
all false communions,
all unbelief,
confusion,
and depression.
I forsake
and renounce any lie
that I can earn
salvation
in any way, shape, or form.
And I command those spirits to leave.
Now,
deep breath. Third eye be closed all the way in here. Everybody in this house, in the name of Jesus.
Go, 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 go.
Everybody listening, in the name of Jesus. I close the third eye in the name of Jesus.
I command
those spirits that hold that eye open to go.
In the name of Jesus.
I have horse. I have set.
Go.
In the name of Jesus.
Go, 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 go.
Lose God's people in the name of Jesus.
Go, 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 go.
Mockery, go.
Unbelief,
confusion, depression, heaviness.
In the name of Jesus.
All heaviness, go.
Disappointment,
discouragement.
Go, 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 go.
In the name of Jesus.
Spirit called Lucifer, I break your power.
Go, Lucifer.
In the name of Jesus.
Go, Lucifer.
Come out.
Now, in the name of Jesus.
Go, 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 go.
Spirit works.
It says, I work my way to heaven.
I break your power in the name of Jesus.
Swear and accomplish.
I break your power in the name of Jesus.
Go, 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 go.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
Say, I receive healing
from all sickness.
Infirmity.
Curse.
Affliction.
Addiction.
Disease.
Or
allergy.
Associated with these sins.
That I confess and renounce.
And I thank you, Yahweh God.
I ask you to fill me, Lord, with your spirit.
Spirit of wisdom and understanding.
The spirit of counsel and might.
The spirit of knowledge.
And the fear of the Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Now raise your hands to heaven. Go ahead, sis.
Lower your hands.
We tear down the demonic wall that was put up through Freemasonry that would hinder our understanding, our comprehension, and our retention of the Word of God or our love. That wall that keeps us from getting to Jesus, we tear it down in the name of Jesus.
That wall in the form of the spirits, come out in the name of Jesus.
You lying spirits, you deceptive spirits, in the name of Jesus, come out in the name of Jesus.
Go, 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 go.
The Antichrist spirits.
Spirits of whoredom, spirits of Antichrist,
another Jesus.
We break your power.
Another Jesus.
Go, 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 go.
Lord, my terror, we break your power in the name of Jesus.
Go, 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 go.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Now raise your hands to heaven.
Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Pour out your spirit.
Tell the Lord thank you for what he's done for you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Bless them, Lord. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, Lord.
Fill them with the Holy Ghost.
Baptize them anew in the Holy Spirit.
In the name of Jesus.
Have you never been baptized in the Holy Ghost? Ask him. Ask him. If you've never been baptized in the Holy Ghost, say, I want to be baptized. If you're in agreement, Jesus, I'm asking you to baptize them in the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. If they're already baptized, fill them anew, Lord. In the name of Jesus, refresh them, strengthen them, restore them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let your joy overflow in the name of Jesus. I release joy in the name of Jesus. I release joy. In Jesus' name, Father, we give you all the glory, declaring the joy of the Lord is their strength. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.